Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Here's a situation for you, Stacy, and I think everyone has been in this situation. You're at the grocery store. Your cart is like half full. You're almost done shopping, and you realize that you have something in your cart that you no longer want.
Okay.
You're like, why did I put this in here? I don't want this anymore. Do you ditch that item where you are? Like, you try to hide it in the shelves. Like, say it's a thing of grapes and you're in the cracker aisle. Are you like, you know what? I'm just going to hide these grapes behind a couple boxes of crackers. Boom.
Ugh.
Out of sight, out of mind. Or do you go back to where the grapes were and return the grapes to the rest of the grapes? What do you do?
Boy. First of all, grapes are worth putting back because they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're delicious, but expensive.
Yeah.
But if I was to put something back, I would absolutely, if I'm within walking distance of the produce section, I would put it back. But if not, I bring it to the till with me and just tell the cashier, I said, you know what, actually, I don't want this anymore. And I give it to her because then they get someone to come along and take it back.
You let someone else do your dirty work for you. Hey, Cooper?
Well, it's better than leaving it in a different section.
I don't know. I kind of like seeing that, though, when I'm grocery shopping and I see, like, something healthy in the unhealthy food section. Like, there is all of a sudden, like, some lettuce in the Oreos, and you're like, aha, someone made a decision here, you know? Someone was like, I'm happy with how I look. It's fine. Move over, lettuce. I'm getting some Oreos, you know? On Twitter here, at 963CruiseFM, Michael says, my job used to be putting those items back where they belonged.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the reason I had a job. So he's all for it.
Okay.
He's like, this creates employment, so you should do it all the time.
But on the other side of things, if you were going down the cracker aisle and you saw, you know, some chocolate bars tucked in the shelf, would you take them and be like, oh, you know what, I could go for some chocolate bars?
Exactly.
Perfectly placed.
Spur the moment. You know what? I didn't want them before.
Yeah.
Now I do. I think we can both agree that you should put your shopping cart back after you use it.
Yes.
You know how some people just unload their groceries into their car and just ditch their shopping cart?
Yeah.
You gotta bring it back. It's like 10 feet. Come on. Mario Kart is coming to your phone.
Yeah.
In March, there will be an app on your phone that you can get that will let you play Mario Kart on your phone. It's called Mario Kart Tour, and I'm crossing my fingers it's the N64 version of Mario Kart and not the Super Nintendo version of Mario Kart.
Hmm.
I broke out my old Super Nintendo a few months ago, and the fiance and I have been playing nonstop, like NBA Jam, Yoshi's Island, and Mario Kart. And Mario Kart for Super Nintendo is so hard.
It was tricky.
You can't turn, because there's no joystick. Like in N64, you could turn on a dime. In Super Nintendo, you had to like hold it down and button mash and do all that kind of stuff.
First world problems.
Are you going to be getting the Mario Kart app?
I'm probably going to try it, and this is definitely not going to help. Like, as if I need another excuse to be on my phone anymore. Nintendo.
I think it'll keep track of your stats with you and your friends as well. Like, you can play online with your friends, and you can kind of keep track about who's better. My friends and I, this is a true story, we bought a whiteboard back in the day and kept track of our Mario Kart stats. Seriously, this is how big of losers we were. And this was like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, we're still playing Mario Kart. People still play it all the time.
It is one of those nostalgia games.
Yeah.
You just feel good about it because you do. You remember playing it when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I, how many fights did we get into dropping banana peels and what have you? But I just, it's weird because, you know, you can play Candy Crush pretty inconspicuously. You can sit somewhere and just be like, you know, slide, slide, bash, bash, whatever. But with a game like Mario Kart that involves, like, what if you're one of those people, and everyone's played with those people before, when they have the controllers in their hand, they're like moving it way over to the left when they turn a corner, or way over to the right. There's just so much involved in Mario Kart that I feel like it's going to be hard to play secretly.
Those people who think the controller is the steering wheel?
Yeah.
Like, they're turning
they're physically
like,
turning
why
it.
Why aren't you going right? Because you have to go right on the joystick, man. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. Just seeing some random person at a bus stop or at the mall or whatever playing Mario Kart on their phone and just going, oh, blue shell, no! Like losing their mind out of nowhere.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is looking for what they call a hot dogger.
Ugh.
Someone to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile across the states. And so clearly you would have to move to the states in order to fulfill this job. But it's for a year. You need to basically travel the U.S. For a year as a mobile marketing executive. So you show up at events, you clearly market Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and apparently the wages are quite competitive. You are basically confined to a wienermobile for most of your day, and all you talk about is wieners. But yeah, it's a pretty sweet gig, apparently.
I love how they gave it the title of mobile marketing executive. Like, when you hear that, that's like, whoa, that's a pretty legit job there. Like, what degrees do you have, buddy? And it's like, oh, you drive the Oscar Mayer wienermobile.
Okay, but speaking of degrees, apparently, in order to make the cut, like, one of the requirements is either a Bachelor of Arts or a Bachelor of Science.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Ideally in public relations, journalism, marketing, advertising, that sort of thing.
Seriously?
Oh, they also would like you to speak Spanish.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot of qualifications.
And you have to like hot dogs.
Like, our job has less qualifications than that job, and you're driving the wienermobile. Like, this isn't even a good job. This job would suck. Let me tell you. Imagine driving that thing around, like in a downtown area. You know how hard it would be to maneuver
it's
that thing?
Not easy to parallel park.
You know how
there.
Hard it would be to park it? Not even just parallel parking, but anything in general. Just spending all your time in that vehicle, waving at everybody. Like, the first 10 minutes would be great, you know, waving, hey, how's it going, everybody? After, like, 2 days, you're like, can people just leave me alone, you know? Kids constantly running up to your car, and so you gotta watch out for that. Plus, I mean, from a guy's perspective, picking up girls in that thing, probably not the easiest thing to do. Like, imagine you're at a bar, just kind of like, hey, ladies, you see my ride parked out front there?
Do you want to ride in my wiener?
Moosegate 2019, you know what that means. Cue the super serious news music. Just wait, this one gets going. I don't want to ruin it, but like, best news music ending of all time. Wait for it.
My heart is pounding.
I promise, it's coming. Here it is.
That was impressive.
Moosegate 2019. I didn't do any of that, by the way. I just took it from the internet.
Oh, God, no.
But thank you. Thank you very much. Moosegate 2019 is getting out of hand. It all started when Norway built their giant silver moose, and we got all mad about it. And I thought it would be over after that. Nay, nay. This has taken off. The comedians on the late-night talk shows, they're talking about it now.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically.
You know you've made it
exactly.
When.
Stephen Colbert, he did a little bit on it yesterday.
For 35 years, the world's tallest moose statue has been in the world's most Canadian-named city, Moose Jaw. Canada's moose is 32 feet tall, but Norway built one that's 33 feet tall, which is serious business to Moose Jaw Mayor Fraser Tolmie. He said the moose statue was not only the pride of Moose Jaw, but of all of Canada. No, it wasn't, said all of Canada. Here's Norway's moose. What? Norway's got the T-1000 Terminator moose. Canada has a papier-mâché dog from an abandoned theme park.
The new food guide for Canada was released yesterday, and there are no more food groups.
No.
Like, remember back in the day, there was the pyramid or the circle. There were a bunch of different
revised a few
food
times.
Guides here in Canada, but it was always like, oh, make sure you have your grains, make sure you have your dairy, make sure you have all the food groups, you know?
And the servings. You needed,
exactly.
Like, 8 servings of fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. whatever, of grains, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that does not exist anymore. Food groups are so 2018, Stacey. Like, get out of here, food groups. Basically, though, the short version of it, the new food guide says, have plenty of vegetables and fruits. So again, not like 8 servings or 9 servings, just plenty. It says, eat protein foods. Again, no specific amount, just eat them. Choose whole grain foods, and my favorite here, make water your drink of choice. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I mean, obviously. Who's sitting there thinking, what's going to be healthier for me? Like a glass of juice with a bunch of sugar or water?
Like, we all
obviously
know.
Obviously, water's the drink of choice. Come on, people.
And it's funny because they have now, it looks like just a picture of a plate. And the plate is half fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. a quarter of the whole grains, and a quarter of protein foods. So visually, it's very easy to understand. You could replicate that at home.
Yeah.
But I just have to laugh at the lackadaisical attitude about this in the fact that they have gotten away with serving sizes. There's no longer any kind of like you should have one serving of fruit and vegetables for breakfast, which is, for instance, half an orange. Mm-hmm. None of that. It's all just loosey-goosey, open, good. It's like, you know what? Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Just eat protein foods, drink water, and have some whole grains. There's no rules. If they thought we couldn't follow the rules before, which were, let's face it, pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
There's four food groups. You need servings of each of them to make yourself healthy. They think we're going to follow this now where there's literally, like, no rules whatsoever. It's like, you know what? Just eat the foods that are there. Yeah.
It's so vague.
It's very vague.
The new food guide is kind of like that pushover friend that every group of friends has. You know, that one friend who's like, well, I want to eat here, but it's okay if we don't go there, actually. If no one else wants to go. You know what? You guys just do you. You know what? You do you. That's basically the new food guide. Just you do you.
The train derailment north of Saskatoon, Highway 11 and Wanuskewin Road. First of all, best part, nobody was injured in any of this. So that is great to hear. Secondly, yes, there were some incredible traffic delays, which, you know, it happens when a train goes off the tracks. 30 of the 52 cars off the tracks. Traffic delays are going to happen. A lot of people, you know, complaining about the fact that the traffic is so bad. But the other part that you have to consider with something of this magnitude is the cleanup. And clearly getting the trains off the road, off the track, fixing the track, that's a big deal because train cars are incredibly heavy. It's going to take a while. And I had to laugh some of the comments. We always talk about the comment section on the internet, how ridiculous it can be, where people can, you know, they've already turned this into like an argument against pipelines and pipelines against pipelines.
Yeah.
And then someone else had mentioned, well, I wonder how it's going to work for the cleanup because, you know, maybe we should watch out for animals coming to eat the grain.
Oh, yeah, the
after
grain.
After the tray is spilled or after the cargo was spilled. Yeah. And I thought, like, I'm pretty sure CN's going to clean up some of that grain because that's money.
Yeah.
There's somebody who's paid for that grain and it is going somewhere. So there's probably insurance money that's going to cover it. But I would assume they would clean most of it up unless, I don't know, maybe the deer are like, hey, guys, did you hear about all the grain over by Highway 11? Let's go.
I had no idea deer could talk. Wow.
It's a common fact.
Fun fact. My fiance teaches dance out in Rosturn. Twice a week, and yesterday she happened to go teach dance, but I texted her letting her know you might need to find a new route because kind of blocked, you know, and she's like, do you think that like the train will be cleared by 5? And this was at like 10 yesterday morning, and I'm like, I call it a hunch, I don't think so, you know, I think it takes a little time to clear a train off a highway. It's so classic Saskatchewan though that we're worried about the grain. People are legit worried about the grain. What about the grain?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.